The warriors beside her took heart in her words and shuffled eagerly forward to help. They pounced on the ants as they appeared. One grabbed hold of a claw, while another pounded awkwardly at the skull. That ant fell, and then another fell to Forrest's forearm, and then there was too much happening for Felix to continue to watch. He met the first ant on the ledge with a wide swinging blow with the open palm of his glove against the left eye. The eyeball burst, streaming. Felix finished it off by simply shoving the creature backward off of the ledge with his foot. He grabbed an awkwardly groping claw from the second and dragged the creature forward into a thunderous forearm smash that shattered the thorax. Without waiting for the ant to fall, he turned to the next. Beside him, the other three plunged bravely forward. They slammed at the ants with their much more powerful warrior armor. They punched and kicked and gouged, missing often, sometimes way off balance. But in that limited area, the ants couldn't reach them en masse, and their crude efforts were effective. Noting this, Felix elected to let the heavier, bulkier warriors match the initial brunt of the attack. He skipped back and forth between the three, lending a well-timed blow to each individual struggle. The warriors had a tendency to become entangled with the grasping claws and pincers, but before the embrace could become lethal, Felix was able to step in and make the kill. At first the warriors would verbally acknowledge his aid, but as the height of battle slowly grew, the acknowledgments were limited to grunts, and then finally silence. The battle continued in this manner for several moments. Despite the lack of skill of the other three, Felix found they were managing to hold their own. The ant bodies were stacking up onto the ledge, making further attacks more difficult. And when the bodies were used as stepping stones to reach them, Felix stepped down onto the ledge itself and heaved a large, twittering stack over the side. That effort brought a rousing cheer from all three of his fellows, a sound that the engine was no more aware of than it had been of the earlier sounds of gratitude. It got tougher after that. The ants became more numerous, more insistent in their rush. The time to retreat would obviously have to come soon. Still, it would be a while, and time was what counted. All seemed to be going well. And then the hammer fell again. Felix had managed to notice the transit beacon's flickering light a second before the concussion. He had thrown himself and one warrior to the ground and shouted for the others to do the same, but in the excitement of the struggle, the other two had merely looked in his direction, not really thinking about what he had said until it was too late. The landing shook and rocked and skittered off to the side. A great cloud of sand splashed up the slope into the air around them. There were several horrible cries mixed in with the thunderous roar. Felix stood up as soon as the tear stopped shaking beneath him. Through the cloud of dust and sand, he saw that Forrest still had two warriors with her. He looked quickly around. His other two men were nowhere in sight.
"Back up to the others," shouted Forrest. "Get up there."
"But where are the other two? They were right here,"
blurted the one man left from Felix's group, the tenor. For answer, Felix hauled him to his feet and shoved him stumbling toward the upper section of the tier. At the steps, the tenor turned to protest. Felix ignored him, lifting him bodily onto the next step. Forrest beside him was similarly hurrying her charges.
"Move it,"
she urged in an icy tone. Then,
"Oh, shit!"
As she turned back around to the edge, the ants, only momentarily stunned by the blast, were now shuffling five abreast toward them across a recent break in the tier.
"Heads up, Felix,"
she said as she met the first ant. Felix slammed a boot through the first ant, effectively stepping right through its severed midsection, and bashing the one beside it with a backhand blow to an eye. He spun around, freeing his foot, and jammed an armored elbow at a thorax. He took a step back, then leaned quickly forward and rammed his shoulder into another. He lifted the ant and flung it away from him into the paths of several others. He took another step back, then another. The hammer fell again.